You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Back in the day, commentator Archie MacDonald attended his share of wrestling matches, and he remembers the man with the cast iron stomach.
In high school days, and even some in college, I am ashamed to admit I was a Saturday night regular at Beaumont's Sportatorium. Never mind that the Sportatorium was a failed grocery store converted to an event arena located in the downtown area and the home of weekly wrestling matches. Wrestling, a sport as old as Greece and as rule-bound as golf when practiced at secondary and collegiate levels, is one thing. Professional wrestling, as performed in those days, was an entirely different thing. The evening's card featured a few preliminary matches and concluded with a main event between two individuals or teams of two or more who were supposed to enter the ring, actually a square formed by three rather elastic ropes suspended on four corner posts, only when tagged by a departing team member. Usually, two bad guys would gang up on one good guy while a witless and distracted referee wondered what happened. There were always good and bad guys in these matches, and usually their separation was as plain as in Western movies. Good wrestlers usually had regular haircuts and wore neat trunks and gym shoes. Bad guys, on the other hand, often had unusual hair, or none at all, wore masks, and hid substances in their trunks that we never really saw, but when used illegally had mysterious and crippling powers over the good guys. I remember only one good guy with definition, a fellow named Pepper Gomez. Pepper presented his fans with a finely sculpted and muscled body and always followed the rules. His specialty was the claw hold, an iron grip in the stomach that paralyzed evil opponents. But I remember lots of bad guys, especially Danny McShane and Duke Kiyomoka. The first could have been named McShane, except apparently he had no shame and only observed rules by breaking them. We were close enough to World War II to have negative feelings about Kiyomoka, who was supposed to be Japanese, and started each match scattering salt to purify the ring, and then executing some stomping motions just to infuriate Pepper's fans. Of course, all this was fake, the same way wars and murders are fake in the movies and television. Pepper, Danny, and Duke came from Houston in the same car and went home that way, despite all their ferocity in the ring. Not only that, in another town, Danny might be the good guy, and that claw fella from Mexico the bad guy. Old Duke never changed, though. He was always sorry, even if he was Hawaiian and not Japanese.
Tough guy commentator Archie MacDonald is a Regents Professor of History at Stephen F. Austin State University. His commentaries air each Friday at 7:35. You can download archived commentaries at redriverradio.org. Just click on the program guide at the top of the page. Red River Radio's local programming is sponsored in part by Nacogdoches Medical Center, celebrating 35 years of medicine in East Texas by offering a comprehensive range of inpatient and outpatient medical services. Further information is available at 866-898-8446 or nacmedicalcenter.com. It's coming up on 20 minutes ahead of 8 o'clock. Morning Edition continues in a moment. Thank you.